Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Paul, line one. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Freddie, how you doing? Look, man, I totally agree with everything you're saying about CNN. They are just absolutely disgusting. If you watch their programming for 20 minutes, all they do is just put down every little bit of good news that people report. I mean, they put down possible treatments. They update every single death. They put down other countries that are seeing positive trends. It's just absolutely disgusting. So I'm glad that you're looking out for the little guy and shouting out some positivity. Thanks, Ben.
All right, thank you. There you go. I thought he had an outlet where you could find good news, is what it said on the screen. All right, but as we sit here and we are in isolation and you can't like go to bars, nothing, and the kids, your kids aren't in school, there is a tendency to do things that you have not done before, or things that you have done so much over the last. Last few weeks that you will never want to do again. So 617-779-0985. So I told you guys that I went on a hike. Now I'm being told by neighbors that I've kept at a safe distance away from that what I did was not a hike. It was just a walk in the woods. But to me, it was an endeavor.
It's a hike.
For me, it was like, you know, discovering the West.
Right.
To me, it was like the two guys that
Lewis and Clark.
It was Lewis and Clark. I mean, we walked around, we got lost. So I thought that everything, I had to climb a hill. There was this thing where there was wood, where you had to walk over the wood. So I was, you know, to me.
You said you got lost?
Yeah.
You're like, Henry Fonda and On Golden Pond. You just started flipping out.
Yeah. And then, what was he, picking mushrooms or something?
Yeah. I was like four when that was on HBO every day. I just remember that scene, like, freak me out. Like, why is he freaking out? He's in the woods. It's cool. It's the woods.
He's senile. By the way, good for the kid that won, like, Best Actor and never did anything again. So, on Golden Pond, I just remember that was considered like the greatest movie of all time, on Golden Pond.
Norman! It's Catherine Hepburn. Oh, Norman! Picking your mushrooms, getting all lost in the woods and scaring four-year-old Rich, certainly, but Norman!
Yeah, he was picking mushrooms and he got lost because he was all old and his brain was mush. He had a mushy brain. So I went and I hiked again, 617-779-0985. So, and then another thing I've been doing until they started sewing up all the nets is I have played around the world with my children 500 times.
I'm gaining on you there, Fred.
Oh, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Do they fight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God,
there's a physical altercation after every time that you know, there's disagreements on where one is to shoot. My son won't, he chances everything.
Yeah.
And then he ultimately misses and has a spaz attack.
Had a basketball thrown into another yard yesterday. Yeah.
So do you have a hoop at home?
Yes, in the driveway.
See, I have a hoop at home, but they won't use it.
Ah.
So because it would be too convenient.
Right.
So I have to go to the elementary school and have them do around the world, which ultimately ends with my son throwing a temper tantrum and then him and my daughter having a physical altercation. Yeah. While I sit there going, what the hell's going on? Why am I here? But, hello.
I win.
What do you win?
Around the world.
You do win around the world.
I win around the world and I beat you.
You did beat me.
And then you'll get upset.
I didn't get upset that you beat me.
Yeah, you
did. All right. They get up and they come up here.
Yeah.
So, is there anything that you have done that you will never do again, or that you've never, or that you've never, that you've never done, and that you will never do again?
Oh well, there's something, Fred, that I've been doing that is, I mean, I'll after this is done, I'll probably never do it again. But it's the only thing that's keeping me from going stir crazy inside the house.
Drinking.
And that is, what's that?
Drinking?
No. I've drank surprisingly little during all this.
Oh, because everyone I know is consistently drunk. Like, these virtual drinking things are, like, my wife barely drinks anymore, and she is drinking every single night.
Yeah, like, now, don't get me wrong, you know, any woman that I know who are doing that, like, they drink that. I haven't had any dudes go, dude, let's do a virtual happy hour. That's
not
something I do. But, no, I've been, so much so that I told you I was going to do it. I ordered the butt pad. I've been riding like the wind, baby. I've been hopping on my old bike and cranking some miles out, just doing it full bullet Bill Belichick with the sleeveless shirt, just kicking a little biking ass, making it to the quarter of Mexico. I do it every single day. And it's been the one thing is it's kind of combated my just constant snacking around the house. Like, I eat a lot, but I've been biking, and I'm never going to do that again.
I've lost like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
I don't eat. Like, I don't eat. I sleep. All I do is sleep. Sleep and drink.
You see, the one thing about the weekday that make it impossible for me to do any of that is the schoolwork is killing me. Because Mary and I are the teachers. Matter of fact, yesterday, and I understand why, and I actually prefer it this way, like, my kids actually only got like 45 minutes of like face-to-face instruction, or one of my kids did. The other one got a little bit more. And then the rest of that time, it's assignments that they have to do, and I'm sitting there having to be the one that teaches them how to do it. So, and Mary's the same way, and she's working as well as I'm working, and it is a pain in the ass. So, like, I can't drink throughout the week because this goes all the way to like 7, 8 o'clock. But then on the weekend, you know, Daddy likes to drink a little bit to make up for things. But that's about it. I'm not drinking nearly as much as I thought I would.
See, I don't do anything. My wife does everything.
It's not killing her with two kids? Like, it's
my
killing
wife
us.
My wife loves this. She, because I got the Peloton machine, so she does that for an hour every day. And then she has these virtual happy hours with her friends that she hasn't contacted for 20 years, like girls from high school and her sorority sisters. So she's loves it. Like, this is like fantastic for her. She likes this more than, so she has, it's a pain in the ass with the kids, but they're getting better about it. But she's like in heaven with this coronavirus. She can't get enough of it. So, and then she's got a scarf she's going to wear over her face when she goes to the store today. Oh, she's in seventh heaven. All right. What are things that you never want to do again? I have a feeling not a lot of people are listening. But what are things that you never want to do again that you've been doing a lot of, or things that you have not done that you will never do again? 617-779-0985. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
App. Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich. Did you know in 1985, the rookie Al Toon was the second leading receiver for the Jets? Al has outstanding size, excellent speed, and splendid hands. He runs each pattern hard and durable. His durable can catch over the middle and provides potent blocking ability.
The Jets, Jerry your Rice. Cards? Your football cards? What's going on here?
I've never seen this desk, so I have all this crap on it, and I never read it. So there you go. Did you know that Joe Namath in 1969 threw for 2,734 yards and 19 TDs? And it says Joe has appeared in television and in the movies.
Huh.
So I have a Joe Namath card. That is not from, I don't even know where it's from. It's like from like a cereal box. Yeah? You understand? Mm-hmm. You know what that's probably worth? More
the
money than
the
you
cereal
got.
Box? Oh, more, make it rain.
More money that you got, Jack. All right. Like I was talking about, like, we went on this hike, but it's not considered really a hike. And then, but for me it was. And then, I've had to play around the world with my children 750 times. And so I was wondering, and then Rich is out there riding bikes with butt pads.
So, I haven't gotten it yet. The butt pad's coming.
Okay. Well, on the Peloton, there's no butt pad. No. You're crushing your balls every time. But what is something that you never choose to use again? Dan, go ahead.
I can't stand walks either, but the wife's just constantly taking me on walks. I just want to kill myself. But I never want to hear the phrase, we're in this together again. Every advertisement, every company, every slogan, it's every man for his goddamn self. I'm out here probably going to get sick. And guess what? Every company saying we're in this together. Okay, I'm sick. Can I have something for free? Oh, no. Where's your money at? I don't want to hear it. Unless you're going to give me something for free, I don't want to hear it.
You can get that $1,500 stimulus check that will solve all your problems.
You know what's funny? He's talking about some of the businesses. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys are dealing with it, but the amount of getting screwed that people are getting by certain companies. There's a story this morning about a certain gym chain of gyms that has continued to charge people for their gym membership even while there's a stay-at-home order and the gym is closed. Okay. And they're continuing to charge them during all this.
I won't tell you from where, but I just got a bill for over 10 grand from something that's not open. So that was fun.
Well, I've got. There's still an airline that that I was going to be flying later on this this month, and I can't get my money back, even though there's a stay at home order, and we can't and I can't fly on the airline. They're saying, well, the flight's still going, so until it's canceled, unfortunately, you're not able to get your money back. And I'm like, are you? I can't. It's a stay at home order. I'm not supposed to leave.
My neighbor flew from Miami here for $18.
Oh, really?
It was an $18 flight. And I'm not exaggerating. $18.
I imagine, to me, that would be right now my own personal hell, having to get on an airplane. And I've seen these pictures of people who are leaving their rubber gloves on the seats. And imagine if you were one of the people, too, like the flight attendant. Because I believe, like, when they sit down in their seats, that they can't spread out. I think that legally, or according to the FAA, they have to sit in their jump seats that they're in, which are, of course, right next to each other. So the entire time you're worried that somebody's on the plane who's got it, and you're stuck in this tube with them, and you're going in and out. And by the way, according to what other people are saying, there's no testing getting on and off the plane as to whether you've got something. So right now, that sounds like a little slice of hell on earth if that ever had to happen.
My neighbor said it was the greatest. He said there was no one. He flew out of West Palm, and he said that there was no one at the airport. It was $18, and he got on the plane. There was like five people on it, and got here in no time. All right, Mike, yeah, you seem to have a relatively relevant thing that you were upset about. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this is a little bit off topic, but it's not so much things that I've done that I don't want to do again. It's that I'm sitting at home with all this extra time, and there's all these projects and things that I've wanted to get done, and now I have all this time to do them, but I don't have the money because I'm, you know, I haven't even got my first unemployment check yet, but obviously my unemployment's going to be far less than I normally make. So I have all this extra time to work on these projects I've wanted to do, but don't have the money to do it.
I will tell you this, is that the unemployment rate is what is the scariest to me. But I will tell you that based on what the market did yesterday and what it's going to do today, I believe that you'll be back to work before you know it.
As I said, the best sign out of all of this, there's two great signs that have come out over the last 2 days. The first one was that the curve in New York started to flatten. Like, the numbers they've been steadily rising, like, by a lot. And finally it flattened out, and maybe we'll see it start to go down soon. But the other one was, as I said, the only way this is all going to end is if there's testing everywhere, rapid testing everywhere. And in Lowell, that parking lot, it's like a Showcase Cinema in Lowell, they now have the drive-in free coronavirus testing where they can test 1,000 people a day, and you get your results in 15 minutes. This is what everyone's been waiting for. This is what ended things or closed the gap down in South Korea and all the countries where you've seen this almost at an end. That's what got it to that point, is the quick testing. So to see that, and I know even though it's in Lowell and you'll have to drive pretty damn far away if you're not in Lowell.
Yeah, why the hell is it in Lowell?
I just think I know that the Showcase people volunteered to have it there. They gave up their parking lot for it. I don't know why it's there. I think this means that all of a sudden there's going to be a bunch more popping up randomly, which is great. So now we got masks. Awesome. Now we're going to slowly get the testing. These are all great signs of getting back to normal.
Yeah. I mean, they can't let the unemployment get out of hand, or people are going to just be homeless. I mean, the homeless problem is going to, I mean, people, hardworking people are going to lose their homes. John, you have Peloton advice. Go ahead. John.
Yes.
You're on the radio.
Perfect. So I got some advice for you, Fred. My girlfriend got me the Peloton, all right?
Yeah.
And little does she know, half of the instructors on there have absolute cannons. So I'm pretty much just riding this thing, looking at these cannons bouncing around to EDM music every single day.
And see, the girls that I've seen are all very like muscular.
Oh no. There's this one redhead chick. I was told not to mention her name. It's Jess King.
No.
Sorry.
Mention her name. She's a public figure. Mention her name. Yeah. I told you not to mention her name. Go ahead.
Your little boy Nicholas on the radio there. But
he's an idiot. She's a public figure. Go ahead. What's her name?
So Jess King.
Okay.
And I call her just King Cannons, and you'll find out why. And the second thing of advice, Fred, is you got to get the bike shorts, my friend.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. Come on.
I do it in
my underwear. I do.
You
got to
join me, Fred.
Underwear.
You got to get the little the things that they hold your nuts in. Yep, you absolutely got to get
the Peloton. Doesn't hurt my balls. The Peloton. Go ahead.
That seat is going to gape you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the bike shorts. I'm telling you.
He's talking about us bikers talk a certain language, Fred. Get in on this. It's biker talk.
Right. Jessica King. Now, what music does she do?
Everything, but. I
gotta write this down. I'm writing this down right now. Jessica King.
She's got cannons.
She's got cannons.
All right, Jessica King. Because I've been a little disappointed by the talent that was on the Peloton.
Follow her on Instagram and go a step further. I would suggest that as well.
Creepy. So you've really got a thing for thing for this woman. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Okay, I've actually wrote it down on the New York Times Magazine. Jessica King. So maybe I'll just put it on in the background. By the way, I have been unable to pleasure myself.
There you go, Fred. just get in the Peloton, turn up Cannon's Magoo, get yourself some biker shorts. A little slice of heaven, Fred.
I like that Nick said that he couldn't say her name. Even though she's on a machine that has, what do you think, 2 million people? Is this Christopher Cross?
Yeah, it's Ride Like the Wind. You got to ride like the wind like me.
Christopher Cross, recovering from the coronavirus.
Michael McDonald making a guest appearance on that song. Such a long way to go. Such a long way to go. It's like a duet they do at the end.
You might even be part of the King? She has big boobs.
She's adorable.
Okay, because someone just called in and they said that, look at Jessica King.
Awesome.
My wife is a big Jessica King fan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. She's lesbian. My wife.
No. Oh.
So we've learned that over this since we've been in. You love this, though. You've been loving this.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been mentally good for me.
Yeah, my wife just loves this lockdown. All right. I just have people coming up here. Don't worry about it. All right. Just walking to and fro.
Who's getting texts?
Me.
Not me.
And it's Nick. And he says that Peloton cancels live video classes for April after employee contracts coronavirus. And who cares? There's 5 billion. Nick's not on the ball today. All right.
I know he sent me a picture and it just says all in hashtag cannons.
Is line one not there anymore? Oh, Jesus, Nick.
Because the subject line, I believe, was cannons. No, what did you do there? Talking cannons.
It just said Jessica King.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, very good.
Then this other guy sent me a picture. Confirmed hammers, boys.
Yeah. No, I looked up the Instagram. He's right.
Okay. Yeah. She's a butterface, but okay.
No,
she's not. Not at all. Not at all.
She's very good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just have conversations off the air. All right. We'll be right back. I've lost complete concentration. We'll be right back here on the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation. Foundation.org to get involved.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. Move, bitch, you got coronavirus. Ooh, you got coronavirus. We ain't finna do with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus.
Now, hey, Pod, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. You're not listening to the Felger Mad Show, despite the fact that they have every single endorsement on this radio station. Apparently, Rich and I suck. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, Maz was just on 5 commercials in a row.
Them 16 shares ain't enough there, Freddie.
Yeah, well, we had a 23 share with a certain, with 18 to 49 or so, or 18 to 34. I don't know. I mean, a 23 share is unfathomable. But apparently that's not enough to get a effing endorsement. Jesus Christ. I mean, Maz was on every commercial, and then I was joking around with Dan, and he goes, well, the next one's Felger. And it was Felger.
And Fred, when we start the next offset, it'll be John.
Oh, very nice. Good.
I'm the only one, because Rich has one. I'm the only one without an endorsement. I think because I did such a bad job of reading it, because there's still a client. But I think I did just such a poor job of reading it that they chose not to use it.
I have a lot of pre-recorded ones, like ones that are in the can right now. So they're pre-recorded, but they're that break, that was a Felger and Maz break.
Yep.
I mean, Lord, I mean, what's going on? I mean, the show is doing really well. I don't know why we can't get any endorsements. Jesus. And there's not even any, like, endorsements. Like, there's not any commercials that don't have, like, a guy in Felger and Maz reading them. There's just, like there's no, like, commercial, like, hey, everybody, come out to, like, the roofing company. Like, there, it's just all Felger and Maz. We should have such problems. All right. If everyone's like, I don't have a job. All right. Rich, listen, Fred.
You know, you were talking about how, you know, we need some people to help us get it through these things, and maybe, you know, Jess from Peloton being one of those people. Somebody else who's also
Jessica Gang.
Someone else who's trying to keep you motivated and healthy throughout this whole pandemic would be none other than Ray Lewis, who, of course, started a couple weeks ago, Team No Excuses, of course.
There's no excuse. Well, look at you, dummy. You got the virus.
1575.
Look at you, stupid. Your body let you get the virus.
We played the clip of what Team No Excuses was, and all it really was a video of Ray Lewis starting to do push-ups, and he had a deck of cards, and he goes, look, I got Jack's Kings. You can do push-ups, sit-ups. Oh, look, here, a 7. You know what? Let's do some jumping jacks. No idea what he was talking about.
I love to do jumping jacks. It's the best exercise ever. There's nothing that makes you more in shape than a stupid jumping jack. Well, I love them.
No excuses, Fred. Do a jumping jack. I don't want to hear an excuse.
No excuse. Look at you, stupid. You're sick.
So Ray Lewis yesterday thought he would give a little motivational speech to all the people on what seems to be a non-existent team. No excuses. He sat down, and once again, always like very motivational music that just, you know, is supposed to like really think, okay, what he's saying right now is really important. Listen to the music. I mean, dude, this doesn't happen in a wacky scene of a movie. You don't hear this kind of music. This isn't like a really important scene. So here is Ray Lewis giving you a motivational speech to his team. No excuses. Let's take a listen.
It's funny because I defined team years ago and I came up with trustworthy, evolving, altruistic, masters.
That's right. I came up with that. Team. Testicles. Apples.
And then he just ends. There's skips
testicles
the
and apples.
And miracles.
Elephantitis. Apples and murder. I knew a guy who had elephantitis of the balls.
Tell everyone I ain't a murderer. Team.
That's why I don't get into word. And
I love it. I love how I can spell it. Team is one of the very few words I can spell.
Yes.
I like that. I listen to this. Team.
For real.
That's right. A team of lawyers to get off my back. Give me a team of lawyers. I didn't kill anybody. Ooh, that blood. Sweet, sweet blood.
All right, so Ray Lewis continues motivating his team. No excuses.
With trustworthy, evolving, altruistic masters. Right? I think you got to be trustworthy. I think you... That's one thing about team. Right? A lot of people say there's no I in team. There isn't.
That's
there's
right.
A lot of things not in team.
There's a lot of things not in team. There's not a Z. There's not an ampersand. There's nothing in team. By the way, enjoy my friend Julio playing the classical guitar in the background. There's a lot of things
not in team. A sandwich. You kind of want a sandwich, but there ain't one on a team.
There's not a fireplace. There's nothing. Did you ever see one of those duck-billed penguins, duck-billed platypus? They ain't a team.
No, nowhere to be found. No,
there ain't no duck-billed platypus in team. One fool tried to tell me there was a duck-billed platypus. I said, get out of here with that nonsense. Get away with that. There ain't no duck-billed platypus. They're very rare creatures.
Sure.
Don't keep them in a zoo. Let them be free.
It's just National Geographic Ray Lewis.
National Geographic Ray Lewis. Look at, she got saggy boobies.
That was always the issue. You couldn't
believe 13, stealing from the library. So I can see second boobies.
So he continues. Yes, thank you, National Geographic Ray Lewis. He continues and tells you about what isn't team and what isn't.
There isn't. There's a lot of things not in team. A lot of things. Commitment ain't in it either. But it's a part of it. So that's why I think in team, if you talk about evolving, right? I think about a team, they're always evolving, always moving. Altruistic means they're creative.
Whoa.
By the way, that's not what altruistic means at all.
What?
Is it being creative?
What?
That's not what it means at all.
That's even dumber than something I could come up with.
I thought that was like, you know, being like unselfish. Isn't that being altruistic? Am I wrong there?
Charitable. It's like being charitable.
Be creative. You're creatively charitable.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Some people used to say to me, they'd say, Ray, you're energetic. And I would say, that's right. I do know the law.
He doesn't know what his own word is that he used in tea.
Altruistic. I can't make it any dumber. It means it means energy or whatever the hell I just said.
Maybe he thinks it means artistic. Altruistic.
Altruistic.
You can't... You,
creative.
You can't say altruistic without the artistic in it.
He said it means a creative. Ooh. And they just like, freaked, like almost like his brain exploded in the middle of the sentence. Like it was even too dumb for him that his brain just like collapsed on itself.
Why would, like, he obviously, well, he doesn't think these things out. He's just talking. I mean, altruistic means creative. That's right. Did you know Picasso? He was very altruistic with his painting. You know, Van Gogh cut off his nuts.
No.
And mailed them to a lady.
It was there. Art critic Ray Lewis.
Art critic Ray Lewis. I find Basquiat to be very elementary. His paintings are childlike. I thought Keith Haring was... Keith Haring. I thought that he relied too much on one single image.
In a very special Christmas that we all enjoy.
We had a very special Christmas that had a lot of people on it singing songs that were altruistic in their creativity. You know, Picasso, sometimes I see the world in his eyes. Our critic Ray Lewis.
Okay. By the way, while we're speaking, I just got a new tweet from Ray Lewis. His team, no excuses. Here are your cards for day two. So, okay, it's got him holding more poker cards. It's his team, no excuses. 4th and Inches week, day two. Here's your cards. So, there you go. You know what to do there, Mike, back in the studio. See if you can pull that up for later on today.
Here are my cards. What were the name of the cards that that you have unopened packs of?
Oh, Garbage Pail Kids?
All right, let me see here.
You look up names of Garbage Pail Kids? Atom Bomb! Juicy Lucy! Green Dave! Those are the new ones.
Nasty Nick! Evil Eddie! They were the same!
Laugh, Mike! Why'd you plug in your guitar without any kind of grounding on the electricity? You'll get... Look at you! You're shocked all over the place!
Junk Food John! He was Big Baby! He had bad teeth on him!
Atom Bomb, why you got something explodes in your head? Don't press that button, your brain explode.
Upchuck, he was a baby puking out. For some reason, he was puking out blocks.
This is Garbage Pail Kid card collecting, Ray Lewis.
Why are there so many babies? Heaven Steven. Frying Brian's very actually disturbing. It's a baby being electrocuted.
Paying attention to this craziness.
That's right. Too many babies.
Dead Ted. He's dead. He's coming out of a grave. Jay Decay is the same as Dead Ted.
Jay Decay. My
Art Apart is a baby missing all his limbs. These are really disturbing.
They're horribly disturbing, and I used to collect those things. Stormy half Nelson, Heather. You're half man, half woman.
Stormy Heather is a baby getting hit by lightning. Atom Bomb is a baby with a mushroom cloud coming out of his head. Booze and Bruce is a baby that's drunk. TV Stevie. Well, that's not so disturbing. Oh, Itchy Richie is great. He's covered with spiders. He's a baby covered with spiders. Furry Fran has got some kind of condition on her legs.
Now, Garbage Pail Kid obsessed Ray Lewis. Can you tell me what your most prized card is?
Well, it becomes Spacey Stacy or Potty Scotty. Either one. Potty Scotty, he's holding up a toilet brush. Because he loves to potty. He loves to keep it clean. Ale and Al is a baby with a bunch of injuries. These are really weird. Cranky Frankie. Oh, that's not bad. Oh, Corroded Carl. Yeah, is some kind of wildebeest.
He's got with like warts all over him. It's zits he's popping, Brent. I remember that one.
Yeah, he's a baby that's got some kind of horrible skin disease.
Swell, Swell Mel is the guy dressed like a woman.
Swell yeah. Mel's gay.
Yeah, that's right, and he's got his hand out. He's got like a limp wrist. I remember Swell Mel.
Swell Mel, he's gay. He's dressed like a woman. And he's got his hand out like, woohoo. Who made these? These are not... Didn't this virus Iris, who's a baby who's green with sickness. These are not right. Ooh, Dripping Dan's just got a bunch of holes in him. And he's got water coming out. Nervous Rex is a baby smoking. What the hell was going on in the 80s?
I loved these things. I can't believe my parents let me have them. I was like eight, I think, with these.
Uzi Suzi is just an African American baby melting. Rundown Rhoda is a baby who's been flattened by one of them. What do you call them?
Steamroller.
Steamroller.
I see.
She's been flattened. She's been killed. By the steamroller. These are real weird. These are super weird. Wrinkly Randy is just a baby that's old. Alright, we gotta go.
We've officially hit the peak of our coronavirus hysteria when we've gone to Garbage Bill Kid Obsessed Ray Lewis.
Guillotina is a baby with her hands tied behind her back with a guillotine about to chop her head off.
Jesus.
I'm not making these up. God. Guillotina. Holy moly. These ain't right. Why do they gotta be babies? Be much more appropriate if they were older.
You've lost me. All right, we gotta go. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.